we do not recommend it. And similar to the VASP variance, there are four findings that must be made. The findings, applicant does not make findings 1, 2, or 4, as it's not an extraordinary circumstance. There's no reason for them to subdivide their land. And it is against the intent of the general plan, as they wish to subdivide their land less than 20 acres. Therefore, staff recommends you deny this variance. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions of staff? Thank you. Would the applicant come forward, state your name and address for the record, please.
Good morning, Chair Abrahamian and members of the Planning Commission. My name is Darius Asemi, 1306 West Herndon Avenue, representing Granville Homes. Thank you, Elliot, for your presentation. Several points that I'd like to make that was not in your packet. This property, if you can put it back on the screen, is directly across from the Terry Bradley Educational Center, which is going into construction later this year. It's a 160-acre parcel, and we have a map of that. So our property is the one in the red, and the Terry Bradley Educational Center is directly across the street. It's going into construction this year with opening in the summer or fall of 2025. That's 2 years away. They're going to improve the road in the front and the infrastructure to get their the middle school open, followed by the elementary and eventually the high school. As Elliot mentioned, this is also in the sphere of influence of the city of Fresno and in the planned SEDA, Southeast Development Area. This is actually what you see in the color is that plan. City of Fresno has been working on this for multiple years. Their EIR will be out shortly. And according to the mayor, the development will occur here in several years, 3 to 4 years from now. I have a map that shows the timeline of when development actually will occur. The other noteworthy item that should be in your presentation is that there's over 100 parcels within a 1 mile radius of our property which share the AE20 zoning but are less than 20 acres in size. We don't plan on adding any additional wells to the property. We're asking for this parcel map so the home could be separated from the balance of the property while we're farming it. Because we plan on farming the other 30 acres until, you know, we have full development available out there in a short few years. We're not asking for any density change. We're not asking to build a second home on this, another home on this parcel. We're strictly asking to create a parcel so the current home could be sold and the balance could be farmed without any additional wells, because there's already an existing well on this property. And then again, with this proposal, we'll be having over 20 acres, which is about 30, almost 31 acres of property that we will be farming in the next few years until the development occurs. I'd be glad to answer any questions you may have.
And thank you. Are there any questions of the speaker? Commissioner Wolf?
Who is Mark Llewellyn?
Mark Llewellyn is the current property owner, which we're in escrow with.
You're asking for this, and you don't own the property yet.
We're in escrow to close over the next few months, correct. Mr. Llewellyn has moved out. We've released large deposit to him, and he's in agreement with what we're doing.
Chairman, are we allowed to be making this review on somebody who doesn't own the property?
Let's ask staff.
In order to make an application, all applications have to have the property owner's either signature or authorize an agent, and that's the case. So the property owner is consenting to allow the application to move forward.
Is he here?
I'm not sure if they're in attendance, no.
That's what he said.
Mr. Allen is not here, but we've had several discussions, and he's given written consent for this application. This, by the way, is the diagram of the Terry Bradley Educational Complex that's going directly across the street from us. Actually, it looks...
Are there any other questions of the speaker? Mr. Assimi, I had a question, and it goes to the findings. I'm just looking at it, and with your testimony, I'm close to making the findings, but probably need a little help on the first finding as far as any exceptional or extraordinary circumstances with regards to the location of the property or the size or configuration or something. But, can you help us on that?
Yes, Chair Abraham. So one of the things that makes this property unusual and exceptional is that it's directly across the street from the K through 12 Terry Bradley Educational Complex that is under development. Plans are done. They're moving to develop this property. The road is going to get widened. They're putting in all the infrastructure necessary to get that educational complex off the ground. The other thing that makes our application exceptional is that we're not asking to put a second home or a second well on this property. We're farmers, as most of you know. We don't plan on tapping into the groundwater that could impact the folks around that are farming in the vicinity of our property. The other thing that makes this exceptional is that it is in phase one of SEDA. This property at some point will be developed in the city of Fresno over the next few years. So what we're simply asking, allow us to parcel the home off separately so that we can actually farm the balance until development arrives. So we're not actually farming next to that home. So those are the three items that we believe make this an exceptional exceptional property.
Can you tell me about the shape of the property? Because I know it's a little different because of the canal, but...
That's correct.
It just... Was that the canal that cut the property at one time? Was it a larger piece?
No, it was... It's one parcel. I don't have the history going further back, whether if that entire, 160 acres was one parcel or not, but the canal is to the east, and we're, again, simply asking to keep the 30 acres, allow 30-acre parcel to be produced, and just simply carve out the home, similar to the over 100 other parcels within 1 mile, and which is part of the, we sent that into staff last night for your consideration. There are over 100 parcels within a mile that are in AE20 that are less than 20 acres, with several parcels on Clinton Avenue, which is directly, actually you can see it on this map. To the south and east of us, there's four parcels that you see. Those are small individual parcels that are less than 5 acres. Where it says SF1, if you can see that on the screen. So we're not, there's many examples. Actually, you can clearly see it on this. There's also parcels on Shields Avenue just to the north of us that are less than 20 acres. Is there a pointer I can point to? Okay. Oh, this one here. Okay. Thank you, Elliot. So if on the screen, these parcels are less than 20 acres just to the north of us. These parcels are less than 20 acres just to the south of us and adjacent, actually, and attached to our parcel. So we're not, you know, there's lots of examples, again, over 100 parcels within 1 mile radius that we counted that we provided you with that. It should be a colored attachment to your to the staff report. No, it's a green parcel. It's a green sheet. Oh, is that all you had? We sent it in last night to staff.
We sent it to the
I think we get the picture as far as the number of parcels.
Is that it or no? Oh, but that is that it? Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. So it wasn't print. Yeah, it's a black and white.
Yeah, no, that's
but
fine.
But it should have X's over.
We understand there's a lot of parcels. Doesn't mean necessarily that, you know, just because there's a lot of parcels.
That's correct.
There,
yes.
The reason to.
That's correct.
To split off one parcel, there'd be other reasons as well.
The biggest thing, again, this is if the Terry Bradley Center, that's a big part of development. We all know when schools go, development goes. And if Clovis Unified didn't believe this area is going to get developed, they would not be building a K-12 educational complex here. So we're directly across the street. I mean, their property is 160 acres, this is the property right here, directly across the street from us.
But it's your intent to keep farming or to farm the balance of the property?
Yes.
Until the zoning either changes or it's annexed to the city?
We will not be developing it in the county.
Okay.
We have no intention of developing it, adding density, adding a well. There's the FID canal, and there's access, water access from the FID canal. We have a turnout on the property. We've investigated all those. So we don't plan on adding a well. We don't plan on, you know, disturbing our neighbors. We've talked to all the neighbors in the area. They're supportive of what we have, of our application.
Okay. Commissioner Wolf.
This is a question for staff. So I can't see how big these single-family resident parcels are around. We've got something that shows a bunch of X's. But how big are these? Can anybody tell me how big these parcels are that are close to the single-family units to the south?
Commissioner Wolf, I can answer that.
It's said approximately.
Yeah, these are roughly 4.5 acres.
4.5?
Right, roughly.
Okay, so those are pretty good size. So yours would be by far the smallest.
We would be, yes, correct. We would be over
0.5
2.5 acres, correct. We would be approximately 2.5 acres, correct.
And there would be nobody, you would then be trying to sell it. You're buying it and then trying to sell it.
At some point, correct.
And this person is going to be surrounded by ag.
By a school.
Ag.
Ag, to begin with, and a school across the street. And, of course, that'll be all part of the disclosures. And we're not sure exactly when we're going to sell the property, that one home, but that's the intent, correct. We plan on farming the balance. Whatever, as you well know, when we sell property, we have to disclose everything that's happening in the surrounding, including the right to farm for the folks that are adjacent to the property, and all those will be part of the disclosures that person will have.
Any other questions, Commissioner Hill?
Yes, I have some concerns because one of our main objections or jobs that we are to do for the county is to make sure that ag stays intact, that to protect the agriculture. And if we don't do that, and sometimes it's done a little bit at a time, but we come to the point that we don't have the ag, and we're supposed to be the ag basket of the world. And when that dries up, what do we do? So I am really concerned about because we do have a report here from 2004 where it was asked and the application was denied. So I'm still concerned about the ag, even though we say it's good, it's next to school. I know some schools that are next right to ag.
Correct.
So I'm concerned about allowing it to be developed at this time, or even saying we're going to go ahead with parcel development and also then later on, because we don't know what's going to happen. So the AE20 is very important to me, that we keep ag status.
That's a really good point, Commissioner Hill, and we completely agree with you. We will never want to, we will never develop this property until it gets annexed to the city of Fresno. So while it's in the county, we will be keeping the 30 acres. The property, the way it is, will not change. The only thing that we're asking is a simple parcel line around the house. The back side of the property, which is currently a nursery, we actually plan on farming it. So we're not going to remove the farming. Mm-hmm. No inch of property will be removed from farming. So we completely believe and support the county's position that we don't want to give up ag. As you know, we're also farmers, and we plan on farming this property. So there will be no loss of farmland to the county.
So with the parcel, who would benefit from that, or who would live on that? Is that something, who will be there?
Somebody would live, if a future owner of that home would live on that, on, if you can put the parcel map. All right. So this portion is not being farmed today. It's just a house with a pool, spa, garages, shop. There is no farming that's occurring on this parcel today. And we plan on keeping it just the way it is and selling off this property, disclosing that the balance of this property is going to be farmed by us.
So there's nobody in that house now?
Mr. Llewellyn used to live in this home. Okay. He has moved out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in escrow to purchase the entire 33 acres, 33.8 acres. And we want to parcel this off. Again, house, garage, shop, pool, spa, that will remain intact. So we're just parceling this off so that we can actually farm the balance. It's a nursery currently, and we plan on, Mr. Llewellyn has removed most of his trees from the property. There's a few still remaining. He plans on basically removing all of the trees, and we plan on farming it with whatever water is available through the FID canal. So not permanent crops, but row crops, depending on how much water allocation we get from FID.
Why can't you keep that all intact and just rent that home?
Because at some point, we plan on selling this home alone to somebody else. So as far as the county is concerned, actually, we're not adding any acreage of ag land. This is being, mm-hmm. you could say farmed as a nursery. As far as physically, nothing will change to this property. We're just asking for to create this parcel so that this home could be sold to somebody else while we're farming the balance of it, with all the disclosures that goes along with selling the home, that knowing that they're going to be close, adjacent to farming property.
What type of written agreement can the county engage in to make sure that this happens with the farming?
We'd be glad to do whatever the county needs.
Over to me, if it goes into the city, do we have any?
You may recall that we've addressed this issue before, that we'd like to put covenants on properties to condition their variance. We're not legally allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
The only other option would be, obviously, if this school does go in and the city annex. Well, at that time, all these things become moot because the city will have different densities. They can do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
In the interim, short of rezoning or maybe doing conditional zoning, there really isn't any way to guarantee what goes on. Again, this is a quasi-judicial issue that's supposed to say, is there a unique circumstance? That's the sort of the question. It's not a rezone. It's not a legislative change in the ordinance.
If I may add to that, Commissioner Hill, for this property to be developed in the county, and I know exactly what your point is, you want to make sure we don't come back and develop, get a variance today and come back and develop. This body has to approve any planning, any rezone, any conditional use permit that we would be asking for. So if there's no legal way of creating a covenant, which we don't plan on, because we want to farm this property. We don't want to go, we do not want to develop this property in the county. We recognize and it's going to be developed in the city of Fresno shortly, whether it's 3 years or 2 years or 4 years out. We have no intention of developing this property in the county, and we want to farm it. We want to get the revenue from farming, from row crops, until such time as the city annexes this property. And the city of Fresno is accelerating annexing and bringing infrastructure to phase one of SEDA, which is exactly what this area is. Where is that? So this is phase one of SEDA. The colored area is phase one of SEDA. This is the zoning map from the city of Fresno. And that's the property in question. The blue is Terry Bradley Educational Center.
What does the red signify?
What
does the red signify? What is the city's plan for the red?
It's a medium density residential.
Medium density.
Yes.
And so
that's what we plan on. That's what we plan on developing at some point down the road, to build this as medium density residential. But until then, we don't want to develop it in the city because it's not annexed. And that process, I mean, we can't undertake that process. And we don't want to develop it in the county either. Let's assume for a minute something happens. We all die. I die. And somebody else takes it over, and they want to put homes on this property. They have to come in front of this body. And you hold the key to allow development or not or no development. And we know that the county of Fresno is not in the business of development. They don't want to develop property, especially when it's in the sphere of influence of the city of Fresno, especially when it's in the path of growth of the city of Fresno. Mm-hmm. So we have no intention of developing this property, building homes, building any structures on the balance. We want to farm it. And this parcel map allows us to farm the balance while giving us the opportunity to sell the 2.5 acres to somebody that would want to eventually move there.
Can I ask?
Please.
I know you guys farm, and I know you guys do development as well. What can you not accomplish if we vote no on it? I mean, because you guys have properties all over. You can rent it out.
Right.
So
we can't. This is an expensive custom home that we hope to be able to sell to somebody at some point. It's not a...
And at some point, when it becomes City of Fresno, you could do that.
That's correct. That 4 to 5 years from now. We're going to close escrow shortly over the next few months, and we hope to be able to get this parcel map done, get it recorded. So sometime this year, we hope to sell the home. Market conditions have a lot to do with it. Interest rates, so we're kind of navigating through that maze to figure out when is the right time to sell the home. But I understand all your concerns. You want to make sure you're preserving the ag, and that's just as important to us. We want to continue to farm the property.
Okay. Any other questions? Commissioner Wolf.
So I'm looking at this, Mr. Assimi, and guessing that you're proposing or asking for this prior to escrow closing, because I think it affects the sale. You want to find out if you're going to be able to do this and swing this thing before escrow closes. You could be separating this parcel when you finally get the okay to develop the whole area. You could separate it then, because then it's going to be a bunch of cookie cutter little houses. And then you could separate it, and it would be a big come in here and we would say go for it or whatever.
We wouldn't be coming here, yeah.
But there are an awful lot of what ifs here, an awful lot. We don't know if the sale's going to go through. We don't know if you're really going to farm. We don't know if it's ever going to be developed. We don't know if it's going to be annexed. We don't know if there's really a school across the street going in. It hasn't gone in yet. So it's an awful lot of what ifs. And we spend an awful lot of time talking about parcel, you know, the house that's in the middle of the 20 acres, you know, we sit there and have these people come in that have been living there for 70 years, and they get to keep it because they've been there for 70 years and they want their house. And they This isn't that situation at all. You're just trying to find out if you can possibly parcel it off right now. It's just a question. It's still a what if, and what if nobody wants to buy a big expensive house in the middle of an area that's about to have a school across the street and then be cookie cutter houses all around it someday? Maybe nobody's going to want that house except for the people that own this wonderful piece of ag land, like yourself, Farmer Asimi.
So, and my opinion, Commissioner Wolf, we've crossed most of the boxes on what ifs. Terry Bradley Educational Center, that land was purchased many years ago. The plans are done. This is the EIR is going through as we speak. The funding is in place. The contractor has been hired, Spencer Enterprises, Harris Construction. So that is happening. That train has left the station. We are going to close the escrow. We've released, I don't know if I can legally disclose, but it's a large sum of money, very large deposit on this property. So we are going to close escrow, and we plan on farming it. We've met with FID multiple times. We have our farming crew all organized. The other thing that makes this property exceptional is that the home that's on the property is not in the middle of the 30 acres. If you can put it, here it is. The home is on the edge. The home is right on Highland Avenue. So if the home was in the middle, I could see your point. That, gosh, you're carving this middle portion out, you know, what's going to happen, how are you going to create access? But the home is built on the major street, directly across the street from a school. The school is on its way. EIR is done. That is scoping session. Today is Thursday. A week ago, Tuesday or Wednesday night, we attended. I mean, this thing isn't, I don't want to take, I'm sorry.
I don't think the issue really should be about this school. I mean, to me, that property, whether it's a school or whatever the zoning or plan for the city of Fresno, I have no doubt that there's going to be development there. Right. No reason to doubt what you're saying. Right. So I think we need to just focus on the property itself that you're applying to divide or to for the variance.
We want to purchase it. We want to sell the home. We want to be able to carve it out.
Yes, sir. I think we need to move on now.
Okay.
Any other questions of the applicant? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Asimi. Is there anyone else speak in support of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? I'll close the public portion, bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion.
Wait, before I do that.
You have a question?
Yes. Well, when our staff did the summary and the conclusion, they recommended a denial because of findings 1, 2, and 4 could not be made, and these constitute and grant a privilege inconsistent with limitations upon other properties. And so with all of that and all the work that they did making this, it appears that they're asking us right now to deny this action because of it not meeting, it would be inconsistent. And there's substantial property rights that not being denied. So that's what they have recommended to us. It could not make 3 findings out of 4.
Well,
are you going to make a motion? I'm making a motion then.
I was going to make a comment. But,
go ahead.
Because, it's unfortunate that we, if this were another application, as Commissioner Wolf pointed out, you know, if the person that lived there for 70 years, probably we'd support it. But I'm looking beyond, I mean, I'm not saying that we would. I mean, we'd have to make the findings and everything. But it might be easier for some to make the findings. But with that, to me, that doesn't make, sometimes it makes a difference. But in this case, I'm looking at the property. I'm looking at the physical characteristics of the property. The surrounding properties have impact. On the findings. I think it's not contrary to the objective of the general plan because because there's no other option. We've heard the testimony, and I don't see any other option for the applicant to do something other than farming. And in fact, by being able to parcel this house off, which would have financial benefit, I'm sure, but being able to do that, they're able to continue to farm until circumstances change, and that would most likely be in the city of Fresno. So if someone wanted to make a motion, I mean, personally, I can make the findings, but if...
You want to make a motion, otherwise I'm making a motion to deny it.
Okay. Go ahead, if okay. You want to make a motion.
I agree with the staff, and I move to determine to deny it.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion by Commissioner Chata, second by Commissioner Carver. Any discussion? I'll just, as I stated, on the findings, again, I believe the findings could be made. There are unique circumstances to the property location. Extraordinary circumstances in that regard. I'm making a comment. not to belabor it then, but I think there are, I don't want to just look at it and say staff is recommending denial, so yeah. We deny it, because I think we can make the findings.
Well, but, can I make a comment then?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I mean, I think that it's just a matter of timing. So based on what we have and the findings that we have to make, it's a clear denial. In 3 to 5 years from now, it's not going to be our jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. So, like, I see where this is going. So we could do it now, but that's not what we're voting on. Like, correct. we have to vote according to our findings. Right. Later, the findings are going to be different when it's City of Fresno. It's yeah. just not yeah. yet.
And I'm talking about the findings today as well.
Yeah.
So, okay, we...
I know the testimony is closed. May I answer?
Would you like him to comment, Commissioner Carver?
I would hear you. Yeah, I mean, I can see...
I'm going to just reopen it for okay. you to address her
address comment. Just your comment. you make a great point that eventually this is going to become part of the City of Fresno, and this issue is going to be moved. What we're simply asking is that don't, by denying this application, it would, I don't want to say it would deny us from farming. We can still farm it. But this, by allowing us to do the parcel split, we can farm the property next door, and we can sell the home to somebody else that is want to actually occupy and use that home while we actually farm the balance of the property over the next 5 years. Can it be done without parcel? Yes, it can, but we won't be able to sell the home to somebody else that could have their kids go across the street to that school. So this would just help us farm the balance of the property while the home is occupied and it doesn't stay empty and is sold to somebody that could yeah. benefit from that property.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rossimi. I'll close the hearing back up and call for the vote. We have a motion and a second to deny. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I oppose it. So motion to deny carries 4-1. Thank you. And it may be appealed to the Board of Supervisors, as I'm sure the applicant knows. Next item, if we can see if... Radley stuck around. There he is back there. Thank you, Radley, for your patience. I didn't know it would take this long.
You knew.
No, I didn't. Otherwise, I would have been go. I would have looked at a takeover. Yeah. Okay, we'll go to item number 2, Fresno County General Plan Annual Progress Report.
Good morning, Commissioner and Planning Commissioners. My name is Yvette Quiroga. I'm a principal planner with Public Works and Planning. And I'm in charge of the county's general plan implementation section. So we're here today to present to you the county's 2022 annual performance report for our general plan to be submitted to the Department of Housing and Community Development. And I have Derek Chambers who will prepare, give you part of the presentation, and I'll come at the end for any questions. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the Commission. My name is Derek Chambers with the Department of Public Works and Planning. Excuse me. Okay. So state law does require that all cities and counties submit an annual progress report, or APR, to their legislative bodies, the Governor's Office of Planning and Research, I'm going to just refer to them as OPR, and the California Department of Housing and Community Development, once again, just going to refer to them as HCD. This has to be filed with those state agencies by April 1st of each year, and the report has to detail the status of our general plan and progress in its implementation. So guidance provided by the OPR. OPR guidance for APR preparation does not mandate a format for the APR other than the housing element reporting, which is dictated by HCD. Reporting on activities related to the housing element, including the county's progress in addressing our share of the regional housing needs allocation, also referred to as RENA, has been prepared in the format prescribed by HCD for the 2022 reporting period. The APR includes an overview of the general plan, state requirements for annual reporting, the current general plan review and zoning ordinance update, which is an ongoing effort, and planning and development activities that occurred during the 2022 calendar year. Appendix A of the APR provides detailed reporting on activities related to the implementation programs of each general plan element, except the housing element. As I stated earlier, reporting on the housing element is dictated by HCD. So in this case, we have an Appendix B, the Appendix B of the APR, that provides the detailed reporting on activities related to the housing element, including implementation programs and the county's progress in addressing RENA, that's the regional housing needs allocation. And we provide that in the format prescribed by HCD for the 2022 reporting period. HCD actually provides us that Appendix B, what we call Appendix B. Those are state tables, and we populate those tables and present that as part of the report. So that's a general overview of the mechanics and the construction of the report, and that concludes my offering for this presentation, my portion, and I will now hand off back to Principal Planner Yvette Quiroga to now complete the presentation. And I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So this year we wanted to highlight some of the noteworthy activities that occurred during 2022. As Derek had mentioned, we have the zoning update, and during that process, along with just our regular housing element requirements, we held over 20 community meetings throughout. We held over 20 general plan and housing element meetings throughout Fresno County on various topics related to the general plan, mainly the zoning update and also our housing element, as we're in the process of creating the sixth cycle housing element. We also started utilizing new technology to have various meetings to be be able to participate remotely with Zoom, and also have it recorded at times for future possibilities to be heard. We're also utilizing technology in some of our other processes as we continue to do that, as we worked with the Department of Fair Employment and Housing to be able to have our forms for code enforcement to allow for non-English speaking individuals to have easier access to that. We also have been working on creating a streamlining process to update our community plans. Is that something that our communities are very much interested in? We received a grant from COG that is allowing us to create a scoring system and then also hopefully allow us to expedite the processing of updating community plans. We also amended the zoning ordinance this previous year to allow the districts to permit farm worker housing and refine sections related to reasonable accommodations and supportive housing and density bonuses throughout the year. Some other things that we did, the county had a lot of investment this year to disadvantaged unincorporated communities and the county as a whole. We were successful in applying to various grants and were awarded over $10 million for various types of activities. Some of the activities that we included were road improvements for the Riverdale-Mount Whitney area and sidewalks for the communities of Kalawa, Delray, Tranquility, and the intersection of Herndon and Barstow that helps the elementary school there to increase safety. So a lot of these are really helping our residents with safety and, you know, encouraging walking and communities and so on. We also received the American Rescue Plan Act funds, and the county awarded over $27 million to various projects. Many of them included our disadvantaged communities and had park improvements such as the El Porvenir Park, Tenaya Park, Raisin City Park. We also assisted in constructing affordable housing in Riverdale, and we also had water improvement projects such as a new well for the community of Riverdale also. So this is some of the ways that we invested our money in this previous year. We also had some actions that we did that were to help to remove barriers to specialized housing, as our housing element speaks about. We conducted a survey, technically two surveys, to try and find out what were the needs of farm workers. And so one survey was with farm workers and the other was with farmers to determine their housing needs. Over 240 farm workers were surveyed and 170 farmers were surveyed. And what we were able to the results we were able to get from that was that most farm workers did not desire to live on the farm, as they consider on-site housing, and they actually would prefer to own a home. 47% of the farmers that do not currently own a home would like to someday purchase a home. And a very small number of farmers supported on-site farming. Most of those farmers were based on the type of farming that they had, mainly dairy farmers, but they would like to have some type of support to be able to do that. So they would require some kind of funding to continue to do that. That's going to help us in the future determine what kind of housing is best for our residents, specifically our farm worker community. We also created a mobile home park program through the county's home program that provides an incentive for developers or gives priorities to mobile home parks to access the funds. Between July 1st and September 1st, this will be done annually. So if there are any developers wanting to build mobile home parks or anyone wishing to utilize those funds to purchase, they will have access before any other funding is given to any other type of development in the county. We are also, due to that new funding source, and we also have been working with California Rural Legal Assistance and trying to help them put together an application for those home funds to possibly purchase Shady Lakes Mobile Home Park and have it owned by the residents as a co-op possibly, so they can ensure long-term affordability for those residents, which are mainly farm workers as well. I think that's just a little highlight of the many pages you had to read, but the county's been really actively involved in more community involvement, implementing those programs, especially with the creation of the general plan implementation section. So we're able to, you know, bring in some of those things that I believe last year, during your APR, you had requested that we try and do more. So we've been trying to do that. Based on our presentation and what was given to you, our recommendation is that you receive